Hallelujah. Wow, what a blessing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be in your house. We ask you to guide us. We ask you to lead us and let your wonderful will be done. We are grateful in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated, please.
I'm
excited to be here at Changed Life Baptist Church.
Amen. Changed Life Baptist Asafumu.
What a powerful name. Your life will definitely be changed as you come here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm very excited that as we are neighbors, we are not quarreling, but rather we are flowing as brothers in the Lord. And that is because of the maturity and the love of your pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to share with you a short message entitled, Who is a Wise Man? Who is a wise man? Who is a wise man? Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 3.
Jacob
verse 13. It says, Who is a wise man? And endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Now, wisdom is a very important thing for Christians. Wisdom is important because many of the things which we are seeah for are found through wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and getteth understanding. Happy. Happiness is found through wisdom. How many want to be happy? Wow. When we go for weddings, we are all happy. And we are there to witness happiness. Is that not so? That's why we like weddings. Even though we know there are problems in marriage, we are happy. Because every new wedding is a new attempt at happiness. And happiness is what we all want to have. But happiness does not come because you are married, but happiness comes through wisdom. So if you are wise, a wise person, and you marry, you will experience happiness.
And in this, we are a warrior for Nazaru Nyansa, Gonsabeka, and Ijie.
If you are just beautiful, but you are not wise,
now we need Nyansa,
you will not be a happily married person.
Now we know Obia when you are.
Do you understand?
What in Yamakin?
Then the Bible says, all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. All the things you want cannot be compared to getting wisdom. When you become wise, everything you can even imagine will be given to you. Length of days is in her right hand. Wisdom makes you live long. Yes. Because wisdom has two main things that it does. One of them is to solve problems, and number two is to avoid problems.
That
is how come wisdom makes you to live longer. To solve problems or to avoid problems. In Japan, the life expectancy is about 100 years.
Now, we call Japan na nipa ankwa na no ohwemu a eyemfio ha.
In Africa, it's about 48 years.
Now, we be bibiru memu zo a eyemvijia aduana nwotwe.
Yes. So the wisdom that they have helps them to live long. And Japan has the most hypertension in the world. More than any other country. Yeah. But they live longer. Do you understand?
What you are saying?
Wisdom makes you live long. By solving problems,
or
avoiding problems. The Bible says the prudent man sees the evil ahead and keeps himself. So when you get wisdom, God will use that wisdom to help you to live longer. Receive that wisdom in Jesus' name. In her left hand
are
riches and honor. How many want to be rich? Wow. Wisdom doesn't come by being beautiful. The Bible says, in the left hand of wisdom is riches and honor. Through wisdom, you will become very rich. You may not believe it. But if I transpose it downwards, you look at us in Ghana and
Japan.
We do not even make wheelbarrows. No. Japan makes Toyota. The car I came here with was made in Japan. They make Nissan. They make what again?
Mitsubishi.
All Nissan patrols, all Land Cruisers, all made in Japan.
Japan.
All Pajeros. And any new government that comes, they'll buy a new set. That's the first thing they will do when they come. You can rest assured. You watch and see. November is coming. Whoever comes, they'll buy new ones. That's the first thing. African government, the first thing is to buy cars.
Wow.
But we cannot make it. We cannot even repair it.
Yes.
One day somebody asked me why I was not taking my car for servicing. And I told him, I'm not taking it for servicing because they will spoil it when I take it for servicing. Yeah. I don't believe in servicing cars in Ghana. From experience.
Yes,
one day I took my car many years ago for servicing. Then after servicing, I drove to Takoradi. And the car rather got spoiled on the way. And I saw that the people have spoiled the car because the car was okay. Not once, many times. And I realized that even the people that are repairing, they don't understand what they are doing. If you like, take your microwave for repairs. You see what will happen to it. If you like, take your television for repairs. You will repair it. When you add all, you see that you could have bought two new ones. So, wisdom to make television,
microwave,
mobile phones, fans. This one is written Benetton. I'm sure it's made in Japan. Lights, bulb, wires. Most of our wisdom, or a lot of our wisdom, is used for cheating. Yes. Yeah. That's how we use our wisdom. We don't use it to create. How to tell lies at embassies when we are going for visas.
And
we are specialists. How to forge papers. That's our speciality. How to escape from Ghana or wherever we are escaping from without correct papers. That is, we use our mind for that. Electrical cables, anything that is in a coil is not correct. If they say 100 feet, it's 90. That's why they cannot sell a piece, because when they cut a piece, the remaining is not up to.
And in the moment between
that is what we are using now.
And on now,
if you go to other they will ask you, they will print 100 feet and they will make 90 feet because they know us. And we will pay for 90 feet and they print so and so and so cables 100 feet on it. That's what we are doing. Iron rods is 30 meters. Is it 30 meters?
30 meters. Yeah, that, yeah, 30 meters. Is it on the 20,
30 feet. All are 29 feet. All are 29 feet. This is what we have learned.
28
now. Yes, but they sell at 30. It's 28. Fish that they are selling. They import it. And they take it to the beach. Put sand on it. And then they say, fresh fish from the sea. Oh, you are not Ghanaians. Which country are you from? Fish. They go on the sea. They have a bottle of formalin. What we use to inject dead body. When you die, what they inject you so that your body will be okay for the funeral. All the fish they bring, when they go, 1 week, they inject all the fish with formalin. Because when they catch it today, Tuesday, Sunday, by next Sunday they are coming. It's in the boat. So they inject all
with formalin.
So that in 1 week's time, it is. That is what we use our wisdom for.
And no any idea nyansa eye.
Medicine.
A draw.
It's not a medicine. It's a different thing.
And yet a draw.
That is why when you have malaria, you take medicine after you are still not feeling well. You say that you are going for more tests.
But
that is not what God gave you wisdom for. Exams. Exams. Upon that is all.
And is that? Me just in two terms.
Yes. The students are in the room.
Ask for one Adama.
When they hold the first button, it's A. The second button is B. This one is C. This one is D. That is the answer.
You are not Ghanaians.
I think you are not from Ghana. That is why I think you are not from Ghana. I'm going to another church where there are Ghanaians. Invigilators. The students collect money or offering and give it to the invigilator to go out. For lunch. So they just cheat.
Offering.
Yes. Ghana. The question come on WhatsApp before they go in. They all have the questions. We are using cleverness to become cheats, not to
bail.
So you may see there'll be a difference between Ghana and Japan. We have to use the wisdom to build. Cleverly to build. And to develop. And to promote prosperity. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. I'm talking about wisdom. How many want a pleasant life?
Wow.
Her paths are peace.
Peace.
Wow. We need peace. And wisdom will give you peace. There are some families who don't know that it is wise to be peaceful. So they are always quarreling. Always. But God is giving you peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens.
Wow.
What did God use wisdom for? To establish the earth and the heavens. And so we must use the wisdom that God is giving us to establish the works that he has asked us to do. Who is a wise man? Who is a wise man? You know, even amongst those of us who are pastors, some of us as pastors are seen as wise men. And some are not seen as so wise. But you see, there are different types of wisdom. Verse 15 of James chapter 3 says, this wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Verse 17, the wisdom from above is pure, first of all.
I want it.
Peaceful.
I have some joy.
Gentle.
I want
to. Easy to be entreated.
Full
of mercy. Full of good fruits. Without partiality. And without hypocrisy. This is the wisdom that comes from above. And you will notice that all the aspects of this wisdom are spiritual qualities. Now, many of us are using earthly wisdom instead of using heavenly wisdom. Because we have wisdom from above and wisdom from below. The wisdom from below is different from the wisdom from above. The wisdom from below tells you to do certain things. If you want to get, work hard. Get as much as you can. Save it. Never give anybody. Tell lies. Cheat. Steal. And get money. That is the world's way. Sometimes when the politicians accuse each other, I get surprised. But I realize that they know themselves. They know themselves. Yes. Because it will not even occur to you that they will do certain things. So, we must seek for the wisdom from above. God's word says, give, it shall be given to you. It doesn't make sense. Yes. God's wisdom doesn't make sense. The Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Which means the way up is to go down. How can going down make you go up? Or you don't understand it. How can going down make you go up? But that is the wisdom of God. So anybody here who wants to experience the Bible results must now start to apply himself to the wisdom of God.
2
Timothy chapter 3. Let us all turn to 2 Timothy chapter
3.
And we are going to read from verse 14. Continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Amen. Continue.
Talk also.
Okay. And verse 15. That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. The holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was reminding him to continue.
Because
as a child, he knew the scriptures. And he said, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
So
the scripture is what can make you a wise man. When you have the wisdom of God, the world will not recognize your wisdom. Most of the time, they will think you are a fool till the results start to show. When you are following the wisdom of God, people will not understand what you are doing. All scripture, verse 16, is the verse most of us know, but most of us don't know verse
15.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
It's
profitable. Profitable for doctrines. So the doctrines you have make you wise. Because the scripture contains these four things: scriptures, doctrines are making you wise. Reproofs. For reproof, it's making you wise. For correction, the corrections of the scripture are making you wise. The reproofs of the scriptures are making you wise. Those of you who don't like when somebody is blasting you, you will never be wise. Yes, if you don't like when somebody is rebuking you, you will never be wise. Because it is the Holy Scriptures which are able to make you wise. That's what makes us wise.
That's
why I say, sometimes it is pastors who don't even preach the word who are sometimes considered wise.
Na sofua wamu anka samu nkani muno wamu na ya ya nse wamu onyansa.
Yeah. Mm. When you see pastors who preach to secular organizations, people think that, oh, this man is wise.
Na omo ka wiase nyansa samu I just we no onyansa.
Special phrases and joining of words.
And one is
English words making sentences as though they are making necklaces.
Yeah, you can't say no one need to say yeah, you come out here.
Hey! And it's like they can speak to both politicians, to banks, to the world, to whatever, and they call it now a crossover appeal.
Now, I'm on the money of four bank of four any Obiaka.
Wow.
Now, yes, I'm on it to be chaka of an engine.
I'm not here. What I'm talking about is far higher. It's far higher than this motivational whatever they are doing.
Nani ame kani aye abia emukrong na ewa chain sa kasa wode in Kenya eba nipa abrabomu.
We are talking about this, the holy scriptures.
Yeah, katra krong krong wase.
The reproofs, the instructions. The corrections. That is what will make you a wise man. I said, who is a wise man? Who is really a wise man? What I'm talking is above, the wisdom from above. Higher. It's not a motivation. It's not a speech. It's not about speeches that you can give to a politician that makes you a wise man. When I am loaded with the scriptures and applying the scripture, that is when I'm a wise man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. First Corinthians chapter
2,
verse 1. My brethren, when I came to you, I did not come with the excellency of speech. This type of special words which are joined together like a necklace. Excellency, special words, looking very dignified. No. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. One day I heard a pastor.
That room it is off for me.
Who was now more into? I don't know what he was into. When somebody showed him this scripture, the person was telling him that the things you are preaching, it was on television, the things you are preaching, we don't understand it. And he said, what about this verse? I determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ. He said it doesn't apply. It's something that Paul was saying to address a particular problem. And he said, those who are preaching the blood, 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 they are frightening people from God. When he died, I spoke to a pastor. And the pastor said to me, did you notice that he died inside Ebola? Yes. I said, I didn't notice. I went to check. Yes. He died in Ebola.
owu obole mu
you must be careful
as all you have ye
not to replace God's wisdom with the excellency of human ideas.
Sir, what did Elia see nyansa?
Ever seen Yakupon? I was with you in weakness, in fear, in trembling, which is not earthly. Earthly wisdom is power. You show money, power. You are not afraid. They are afraid of you.
People will be trembling.
You will not be trembling.
Hey.
Verse 4. And my speech and preaching was taught with the enticing words
now, master
of man's wisdom. Because we can have two types of preaching. One where it's like you are rapping the people.
Now,
when people are very impressed with your words. No, that's not what we need. But in the demonstration of the power. Verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Let's go on. Verse 6. How be it? It's now coming to explain something that you may think when I say power, as for me, I don't have wisdom. But he's explaining, he said, how be it? We speak wisdom. We actually speaking wisdom. Among them that are perfect, or if you are mature, you recognize that this one is real wisdom. Not the wisdom of this world. That is not the kind of wisdom I didn't come here to preach about wisdom, strategies. Philosophy. Strategies for marketing. Strategies for goal setting. Strategies for equity management and financial engineering. No. That is not why I came here. I came not the wisdom of this world, not of the princes, but this word is people don't know. This is the same word, princes of this world, is the same word in Ephesians 6:12 when it says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power, demons. This word is the same principality. So now, when you say not the wisdom of this world or the wisdom of principalities or demons, demonic wisdom. That are coming to nothing. It is all bouncing to nothing. But we speak the. Look at this one. We speak this one of the most beautiful verses in the whole Bible.
Now, where are you?
We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
The
wisdom of God is in a mystery. Nah. When you say it doesn't sound like wisdom, but after some time you realize that that is the wisdom. If I tell you humble yourself and he will lift you up, it doesn't sound like, because in politics those who are trying to come, they don't humble themselves. What they do is they attack those who are there every day. Anything they do, whether it's good or bad, they say it's bad. Because in the world, the way to go up is to hold the person who is up and bring him down. Then you go and replace him.
No.
But the wisdom of God is rather, if you are down, humble yourself. Go even more down. That will be the way to go up. That's the God's wisdom. But it is in a mystery. It's mysterious. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. It's hidden from people who can't see.
Now I know
which God has ordained. That is the wisdom which God has ordained before the world began for our glory.
Now when Anne Asama Intasama Arade Atintim Impo Asana Abo Yase Ama Yan Yanio Yam.
You want glory in your life? You want glory in your life? You want to see glory? You want to see nice things? You want to see beautiful things?
Then
you have to take the wisdom of God, which is hidden, and receive it. Believe the scriptures. It's ordained for your glory. Yes. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world know. Demons don't know these things. Demons don't know
these things.
So, when you start to take the wisdom of God and start to walk in it fully, not mixing it with wisdom of demons, you start to shine. Look, when Jesus came to this world, he was a carpenter. If Jesus was in town, your new building, he would have come to roof it for you. He was one of the top carpenters you can find. He was better than Pogas furniture. Yes. Now, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. The Spirit of the Lord. In Isaiah 60, in verse 3, it says, and the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord shall arise, verse 2. The Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen on thee. Yes. And the Holy Spirit told him, leave your carpentry business and start to do my work. Wow. Wow. And that was the beginning of the shining of Jesus Christ, who nobody knew. Jews are very famous. Jews. Some of the most famous Jews ever in the world are Sigmund Freud, who developed the ideas of personality, and people like Einstein. The founder of Facebook. Google. The founder of Google. The founder of many of the banks.
And our banks are chassis.
Most of the news organization, ABC, CNN, Warner Brothers, they are all Jews. But the most famous Jew in the whole world is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Hey! He's the most famous Jew ever to live. He's the most famous person in the whole world. Arise and begin to shine. Because thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. There will be darkness everywhere. Cross darkness over the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because now Jesus took upon the revelation of God's wisdom and started to operate in another level. From today, you will begin to operate in another level of wisdom.
Amen.
Yes. Why did he say you should shine? Verse 1, 60 verse 1. It says, arise and shine. Why? Because thy light, your revelation, your wisdom has come. God is now giving you real wisdom. Wow. Your light has come. So when Jesus started to preach, people were confused. In Mark chapter 6, verse 2, the people said, what wisdom is this that this man has got? They were astonished. What wisdom is this? The man is very wise. What type of wisdom is this? Remember, he was quoting from Isaiah chapter 61.
Now, Isaiah,
his preaching was 61. Isaiah 61. And he said, what wisdom is this? Which is given to him. That even such mighty works are done by his hands. You see, your life will turn around, and today marks the beginning of a turnaround in your life. Your life begins to turn around when you start to walk in the wisdom of God. Mighty works begin to be done in your life. Changes that nobody can challenge begin to happen in your life. Nobody can say you can't see. A city set on a hill. That is your future. You will become a city set on a hill. All those who pretend that they can't see, they are all lying. They can see. They can see. That is your destiny. That is your future. No man light a candle and put it under a table. You are going on top of the table. In Jesus' name. When the Bible says you are the head and not the tail, you know what it means to be a tail. The stomach and everything have gone. Everybody has gone. All the legs, the lungs, everything has gone. You are the last man coming. You will never be a tail after today. Mighty works of your life begin when you start to follow the wisdom of God. Matthew 13:54. The same thing. Whence has this man this wisdom? Where did he get this wisdom? I mean, because we know him around as a carpenter.
I didn't even know. So be our bubonium.
Yeah. Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? From where is it from? How many know where it is from? It is from the Holy Scriptures which are able to make thee wise.
Every track
yes. Somebody was asking me, and I want to share with you. What is the greatest guiding wisdom that you have had in your life? Is it financial engineering? Is it equity management? What are the other words? Securitize future earnings. Leverages. Is that your wisdom? Securitize future earnings. Mr. Bishop Doug Heward Mills, what are the strategic wisdom keys?
Na nyansa safwa ben ana sofopon with the adwuma to be bisano.
You see, when I tell you, you may laugh and say, are you sure? Because I'm about to tell you. I'm about to tell you. How many want to know that master key? The master key. Yes. The master key. Master key.
Yes, sir. Key.
I have deployed as a wisdom direction for my life.
It's
found in Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things which people are dying for, they are dying for, they will all be added unto you. Yes. Since I was in secondary school, when I found Jesus, when God came into my life,
he's
the first. Nothing else is first.
No.
My Psalm 63 verse 8, my soul followeth hard after thee.
Was it
and thy right hand upholdeth
me.
My soul followeth hard. Since I found him, my soul followeth hard. When the Lord found Elijah, he said, Elijah, where have you been?
As Elijah in our
Elijah said, I have been very jealous. Jealous for the Lord. Jealousy. Jealousy. Is that what jealousy? That is not jealousy. Yes. I have been very jealous for the Lord. Jealousy has come into me about this work that I'm doing. Jealous for the Lord God of hosts. Elijah was a hard follower of God. Seek ye first, not dead. Not finally. When you are dead, when you are in retirement, retirement? What the superannuation? You have been superannuated. Retirement. You are now coming to work for God. When every day you have joint pains. Bodily pains, knee joint pains. Now that you want to come and work for him, seek ye first. And all these things.
Now
people are dying for them. People are dying for fighting for them. It will be added to you. This is not earthly. When I explain it to somebody, you will not understand it unless that is why 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7, it says that 1 Corinthians 2 7, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. But that is that wisdom, that guidance is what God has ordained for your glory. Those of you who are young men here. See, all of us are looking for money. But I will tell you to turn from looking for money to looking for God. Yeah. Yes, I will advise you. That is the only advice I can give you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why some people don't understand. When you see God's servant prospering, they get annoyed. Don't mind this man. You look at him. He feel that he's important.
I understand.
Don't go. They will be talking. It's paining them. Yes. Elijah said, I have been very jealous. Jealous for the Lord God of hosts. I've been jealous for God for years. I've been fighting people for God's
word.
Quarreling with people because of God. I have been very jealous for the Lord. Yes. Not for money.
And yes, God.
No. I've never worked for money. I rather gave myself to be poor. Yes. But I'm a doctor. I should have gone abroad. Most of my classmates are in America. Yeah. I finished medical school in 1989. Yes.
Medical school.
Yeah. One of my friends, my mate, his wife, one day he went to a shop and his wife, he saw a machine and he said he's going to buy it. It was $2,000. His wife told him, don't buy this thing because I know you. When you buy, you will not use it. Their husband, my friend, he said, I will buy it. So he bought it. He took it to the house. He sparked it. He used it. Within 10 minutes, he said, that thing is not good. He will not use it again. And his wife told him, I told you not to buy this
thing.
You know what the answer he gave his wife? My mate. He told his wife, about $2,000 one night when I go to work, I'll get it. $2,000 is nothing. If I go one and I go in the evening, I come out.
And I do back home, quiet my minions escape.
Yeah, 8,000 Ghana. But just one night I go to work. Yeah. Those are my classmates. So when I took my medical, I said, I'm qualified. I said, I don't need it. I would rather work for God. All my members were children.
Now, my members, you know, I'm going to go. Yeah, I see way me find yet you map me the crater no tour.
All my church members.
I am a suffer man.
If you had been in my church, you would have been the elders, would have been the ancient. You would have been the ancient members.
Now some run come on myself more and come on a young friend for.
Yes. Nobody in my church had even a car.
No.
Oh, Ebenezer Secondary School students.
Ebenezer.
And Collegono boys and girls.
Collegono boys and girls.
Yes. We were just about 25 to 30.
No,
and I said that I will stay with these people. And I will pastor them. And I will not go to America. And I will not do the medical thing again. These are the people I will stay with them.
Where you know me on better.
My soul followers hard after thee. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Today, if I send a message that I need a car, I'll get 100 cars. My members, even you here, you may even give me a car.
And now, some cars are made of India.
What people are taking loans for? People are struggling. People are dying for. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 7 says, we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery. See, when you say it, it doesn't sound like it is the main thing. It doesn't have the excellency of speech.
Of
man's wisdom. It doesn't look out. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that you see, some people, when I lead people to Christ, I would lead a song. Read your Bible. People think I'm a child. They look at me that I am a read your Bible. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. If you want to grow. If you want to grow. Hallelujah. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray every day. Pray every day. Read your Bible. Pray every day. If you want to grow. They think we are children.
Now I don't want to say kwala.
If I came today, I said today, I want to teach you about financial engineering. It sounds fantastic. Say, man of, or your wise, or your man of wisdom, or your man of deep wisdom. Okasa, okasa, okasa. So when I come and I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, you'll be looking. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery.
Even the hidden wisdom,
which God has ordained before the world unto our glory. Like God has decided that this is the wisdom that he is going to use to make us glorious. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 5.
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Yes. Behold, I have taught you statutes and what? Judgments. And what else? Which the Lord God has shown you, right? Now, notice. Keep them. Keep them.
I say, Fahinta.
Keep them. And do them.
Not yet.
For this is your wisdom.
Now, when do we answer?
This is your wisdom.
When do we answer?
As for the world, I don't know what they are doing there. But for us,
if you are the enemy, you are more yet. When do we answer?
This is your wisdom. To you, this is wisdom. That's why I said, who is a wise man? Who is a wise man? That's my topic.
When do we answer?
Yeah. Don't be impressed with big English words. Keep them. And do them. This is your wisdom. This is your wisdom. This is what making you a wise man. And then all the things in wisdom will start happening to you. Riches, long life, this, that, everything will be happening. Yes. So I want to encourage you to serve God.
Choose God.
Let him be in your heart. Become a servant of God. What people are struggling for, God will honor you with it. You can't even use it, what he will give you. It's more than you can use.
Over here.
Stand to your feet.
Sorry, do not know.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Bless, lead us, guide us. We thank you. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, put your hand on your heart. Let me pray for you. Receive the wisdom of God right now in your life. You are filled with God's wisdom and with his holy scriptures. Whatever is foolish in you is going out today. It's replaced with God's wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed.
If
you are here today and you want to give your life to Jesus, maybe somebody invited you, but in your heart you have not given your life to God. But this is an opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, lift your hand and I'll pray with you right now. God bless you. Lift it up high. Thank you. I see all your heart. You are here. You are saying, I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your heart. If you have lifted your hands, come to the front. Come to me here. I'm waiting for you. I want to pray with you quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Stand right here. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Come, my sister. There's one more lady here. You have not given your life to Jesus today. You need to give your life to God. Come. Come to God right now. This is an opportunity to be saved. What a blessing. Lift your hands up like this and say this prayer. This is God's wisdom. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Let's all join and say, Jesus, have mercy on me. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. From today, I belong to God. I will serve God. I'll follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. Don't go back. How You Can Be a Strong Christian. It's a special blessing for you. How You Can Be a Strong Christian. How You Can Become a Strong Christian. Where do they go? Anywhere. Please go with our pastor who is here. He's going to. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.